Well, John the Baptist had foretold it. I baptize you with water, but there comes after me one who shall baptize with fire. Jesus begins his fiery baptism, pronouncing it here in our text. I come to send fire on the earth. We're in the season of fire. The fire of judgment, the fire of cleansing. We call it Good Friday. I have a baptism to be baptized with. And I'm distressed until it's accomplished. That's my purpose. I will not go apart from this path. I have come to send fire upon the earth. And this fire will be a dividing fire. For I have come not for peace, but division. And the division will look like this. Households such as you know them no longer will exist. Father against son, and son against father, and daughter against mother, and mother against daughter, and mother-in-law against mother-in-law. It will be exactly like Micah foretold it back there in chapter 7 of his prophecy. For that's like the tribulations of the last day will be like. Don't trust anyone. No one will be trustworthy. So do not look at those who share your bed or share your table or share your house. Don't trust them. They will all abandon you. They will all give you up. They will lie against you and they cheat. But rather, as Micah said, I will trust in the Lord. These harsh kinds of words are not avoidable in Lent. The pictures of sweet Jesus simply don't seem to measure up to Lent. We have a fire bringer, a divider, and the wonder of family is somehow not only penultimatized, it becomes the very locus of distress and trouble. No, Lent speaks of a different trust, a differently focused trust. A trust in not who we are by virtue of our birth and our merit, our family ties, our occupation, or anything that is given with this life. But a trust rooted in the cross, which demands faith in God as Father, and hence a new family in which and among which we see our true identity and our true destiny. Lent reminds us that he who loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And that he who looks upon earthly fathers for their own identity will be sore disappointed, for there is but one Father and that one in heaven. And that's the one who sent me for this fiery baptism and this sword-like division in which faith, sheer faith, is called for. That posture which sees the cross and says, I believe it, and so is on one side, not both sides, is taken out of life for a new life of self-giving love, just like he was self-giving love, a life of hope that says, even in the midst of death, Father, I don't even see the next moment, but I trust in you. And so I give up my life into your hands. A life that chooses, that does not look back like that other parable of Jesus. Do not put your hand to the till and look back. Do not say, that's the life I really, after all, wanted, like the people in the desert. Oh, were we back with the flesh pots of Egypt? No, this baptism that you've had, that baptism of Jesus, his death, that takes you out. What the Bible calls election and selection, and places you on one side of things. You are not free to be mealy-mouthed and wishy-washy. You are only now free, the freedom of faith, to bind yourself always and ever with the cross of Christ, where your true life and your true redemption are. With this fire comes commitment, steadfastness, patience, rootedness, what the Bible calls hupomone, remainingness, immovability. That's not stubbornness, by the way. I have come for this purpose, to divide, that is to say, to choose for myself a holy people. And in that people, I will abide as their new father. The new focus of a new household, wherein my gifts shall be richly distributed, and where fire, when looked at more clearly, when this fire seen more truly, is understood to be the life-giving Holy Spirit.